I imagine they do.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Let me show you a bridle and see, like, the part that goes in the horse's mouth, number 11.
The bridle.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Bridle.
Or the, would you call it a bit?
Bit?
Yeah, it's a bit.
Okay. Do you know any of these other bridle parts, like number 5 and 6? What are those?
No, I don't.
The part they go.
Let me have my glasses, please.
That's the problem. Yeah.
I can't see.
Yeah.
You learned that in 4-H.
Yeah. Would, like, this part? Would you call 5 and 6? Would those be reins?
Reins. Yeah. The
okay.
Reins.
How about number 1? This part that goes over the front of his head. Would that have a name?
Yeah, they do. But I don't know.
Just. Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's
bridle, isn't it? The whole thing.
The whole thing would be a bridle.
Bridle, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, that really wasn't a fair one to ask you because you didn't do much riding, so that wasn't very fair to ask.
Well, that's all right. I can learn something
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, in the old days, would they have had this is a tool you might have had around that had a wheel on the front with a bucket and 2 handles? That you might wheel dirt in, maybe when you're working.
Oh,
on
the wheelbarrow.
Okay, you did.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did they use those on the railroad at all?
Oh yes.
They did use
those. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I was wondering if you might have a name for a burlap bag.
Burlap bag.
Gunny sack.
That's what folks called them.
Gunny sack. Yeah.
Do you ever hear them called anything else? Do you ever hear them called toe sacks or crocus sacks or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Gunny sacks, what
gunny
folks in this area call.
Yeah.
Okay. And a boat that you row around on a lake with oars would be called a what?
Canoe.
A canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing that you would use, maybe someone who had cattle would use to crack at the cattle to get them going.
Whip.
Okay. And do you know what a quirt is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a quirt is?
Isn't that what they use for the horse?
To whip the horse
and to get him to move in a race horse.
Yeah.
You? Yeah. Okay.
You just call it a quirt.
Like what?
A quirt.
A quirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you remember? Did your father have anything, or even you, to, or what they would have maybe even used on the railroad to sharpen tools with?
Oh, they had this grinding stone.
That's what they called it.
Grinding stone.
Okay. Grinding stone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or they used a lot a file. Files to file them down.
File them
to,
down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would they ever use anything like a? Did they ever use pieces of wood that were built in like an A or an X shape that they could lay wood over to saw on it or to hammer on it to build things?
Horse.
Would they call it a sawhorse?
Sawhorse. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you ever hear them call it a sawbuck or a?
Yes. Yeah. A sawbuck. Mm-hmm.
A sawbuck is
mm-hmm.
what you've
mm-hmm.
heard. Okay. What did y'all use to, with your garden? Did you have to plow up your garden?
I had a fellow come in and plow it for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you were familiar with different types of plows that people might.
No.
Okay. That's something you're not as familiar.
No.
With. Have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
Gee-whiz. I've heard of the gee-whiz, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. When they were building the rail, when you were out here, were y'all laying new track or were you laying
we
new track?
We were maintaining it.
Maintaining
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever at a place where they were laying new track or were you always
oh,
kind
yes,
of?
Oh, yes, yes. I was ahead of this extra gangs on relaying rails.
Was that in this area?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, what kind of tools would you use when you were laying those new track and you were having
Ooh,
to build up the dirt and lay that?
I never had nothing to do with building a grade of a railroad.
Uh-huh.
But to maintain it after they was built.
Uh-huh.
Was to lay the new rails or renew the ties. I run the extra gangs. I was in charge of them to renew the ties. But what we need to do this, to renew a tie,